two Sandpoint men are facing federal charges after allegedly breaking into the town's post office in late December. KUCB's Annie Ropeek reports.
21-year-old Sheldon Shiravloff and 18-year-old Keith Lee Wilson Jr. were indicted on Thursday on charges of burglary with intent to commit larceny and conspiracy to commit burglary. An unnamed 17-year-old is also facing juvenile charges in connection with the alleged break-in. The state is handling that part of the case. Sandpoint Police Chief John Lucking wouldn't say what was damaged in the incident, which happened on December 28th. The post office's outer door was unlocked at the time, Lucking says, to allow after-hours access to mailboxes.
We responded to the report of a burglary there, and we responded and found damage, and we secured the scene and cooperated with the federal authorities who came in to conduct their own investigation, which we supported.
He says all three defendants are lifelong residents of Sandpoint, which is home to about 1,000 people. Though the case has been turned over to federal investigators, Lucking says locals are still paying close attention.
The community is adamant they're expecting accountability here. And I think everybody feels like it was a personal violation. You know, it's everyone's post office, and, you know, people were locked out of their mail for a week, and, processes have changed, and doors have become locked now, and, it shouldn't have to be that way in Sandpoint, Alaska.
Assistant U.S. Attorney Stephanie Corder says that's a consideration as the case moves forward.
It's pretty well known that here in Alaska and our small communities, the post office in many ways is a center of community life. It's important for every member of the community, not just the people that perhaps were involved in a particular break-in or a particular incident.
Shiravloff and Wilson could face up to 5 years in jail and a $250,000 fine for each charge. Corder says the value of the damage done to the post office could affect any possible sentence. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.